Answers Magazine, Volume 6.1, page 15. Impact. Open doors in closed countries. In the Middle East, Muslims tend to be suspicious of Christians, and open proselytizing can be dangerous. So Christian groups like the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, IVCF, often use indirect means to spread the gospel there. Christian evangelism is one method that IVCF workers have found effective in building bridges with Muslims and atheist college students. Sami, one coordinator of IVCF's efforts in the Middle East, points out that Muslims believe in a version of creation and the fall. They also have a tradition of sacrificing a sheep to take away sins and be born again, a tradition that comes from Abraham's near sacrifice of his son. These beliefs are a good starting point for Christian outreach. One method of engaging Muslims is through scheduled public discussions on creation. Because both Islam and Christianity teach creation, it is a key issue that Christians can discuss openly. Sami is always alert for opportunities to spread the gospel. When the Da Vinci Code was in the news, IVCF sponsored a public debate to discuss differences between the book and what Christianity truly teaches. Such meetings share the gospel in a public forum that Muslims can attend without shame or fear of danger. Seminars on love and relationships are also quite attractive to students and provide opportunities to discuss the biblical worldview. The majority of IVCF's ministry in the Middle East, however, is through friendship evangelism, building relationships with Muslims and sharing the truth and the love of Christ individually. Once Muslim students understand that the Bible can be trusted about creation, they're more receptive to its teachings about the Creator. For this reason, Sami encourages Christian students in the Middle East not to immigrate to more open countries, but instead to take up the challenge to make a difference in their homeland. He points out that the Middle East was the birthplace of Christianity and says, "Our prayer is that the glory of God will come back to this land." Not all fun and games. In 1986, newlyweds Randy and Barb Witt decided that Vacation Bible School was a good way they could serve their newly found Lord. But they had no idea how greatly God would bless their humble efforts and make VBS their consuming passion and ministry. As they grew in Christ, the Witts became more and more burdened to reach children with the exciting, deeper truths that they were learning about Him and His works, depths that aren't usually plumbed in off-the-shelf VBS programs. They recognized that effectively reaching kids with the gospel requires not just sharing the familiar Bible accounts, but also laying out the sweep of God's incredible work through history, including real, meaty apologetics at a child's level. So in 2000, they bought a VBS kit and rewrote it for their church to emphasize the creation message. The next year, they wrote their own program from scratch. Since then, God has multiplied the Witts outreach beyond anything they imagined. The number of kids attending VBS at their home church has grown to 1,200. And when Answers in Genesis learned about their unique ministry, they partnered to produce VBS programs annually, beginning in 2007. Now their VBS programs reach hundreds of thousands each year. Barb says that God is truly making Ephesians 3, verses 20 through 21, come to life for them, doing abundantly above all that we ask or think, to His glory. VBS programs, done right, can impact the whole church and reach into the community. 2/3 of the children who come to VBS at the Witts Church are not from their church, and many come from other religions, such as Buddhism, Islam, and Mormonism. Though it's a difficult work that demands thousands of hours of their spare time, the Witts agree that their ministry is a privilege, especially when they experience the thrill of leading a precious child to the Lord. Barb says, "You're going to see that child in heaven. I do this ministry for one. Eve remembered. Jerry Campbell had just finished her first performance of Eve Remembered, a one-act play she wrote and performs with her daughter in churches and at Christian conferences. Though she wanted to equip people with a better understanding of sin's origin, she was surprised to see so many tears in the audience's eyes. A woman wept as she explained, "I was overcome with my own sin. I was so aware that I was a sinner in need of a Savior." Jerry originally wrote the play to answer the common questions. If a loving God exists, why is there so much suffering? She was burdened to reach hurting atheists and Christians who simply can't see that the reason for our pain lies at the feet of Adam and the rest of us whom he represented, not God. Clearly, this question reaches deep into the heart, not just the mind. Eve Remembered offers a glimpse into what may have happened in Eve's life after she and Adam disobeyed God. In this very personal and emotional portrayal, Eve is wrenched by her suffering, by the animal sacrifices she regularly endures, and by the devastating loss of her son, Abel. She blames God, as many people do, but comes to realize that the cause of her distress is her own sin. Eve's agonized longing to see God fulfill his promise in Genesis 3, verse 15, grips the audience. Jerry wants people to understand that God's promise to Eve, restoration, is available to us today. He made a way for us to come back to him through the blood of Jesus Christ. God has blessed Jerry's willingness to surrender her gifts as a writer and actress in his service. The audience response shows clearly that the first chapters of Genesis have immeasurable power to move people, to realize the effects of their own sin and their desperate need for salvation in Christ Jesus. Jerry and her daughter Mercy perform Eve Remembered at conferences and churches. For more information, visit www.in-stepministries.com.